Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We've tracked down Jimmy. I think he's been in meetings all morning. Jim Lenehan, Gold Coast Titans assistant coach, and of course, one of Hills' favourite all-time coaches. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, man.
G'day, Jimmy. Gee, you start early, you blokes down in the Titans.
Yeah, you've got to get out of the heat, Hills.
Yeah, okay, good call. Good call. Another pre-season just about over, mate. You know, you must be ready.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready. I think the boys are ready to kill each other at the moment, so it's important that we start playing someone else. It's been a big off-season. Dez has done a really good job with this and just really just excited about getting into some trial games.
All right, well, give us the inside word on the coach, mate. We haven't seen a lot of him on the media apart from a very funny press conference not long after he arrived where he was like the ringmaster. But what's he like to be around? What does he bring to this playing group?
Yeah, he's exactly like he is on TV. He's comes with really good energy. He's been really great, just not just for the playing group, but for the coaching staff, the whole club. He's invigorated the Titans with a lot of really positive energy, and really looking forward to start the year. So we've been working really hard this off season, like everyone does. Everyone's stronger, everyone's fitter, everyone's faster, and I haven't heard any NRL side say they haven't had a big off season. But certainly, it's been a big one for us compared to what we've been done in other years. So looking forward to see how that translates onto the footy field.
Yeah, you guys have been good, really good at making the Titans feel like a traditional footy club. And now Dez will add to that, I reckon, rather than having the Gold Coast mentioned all the time.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Gold Coast is always a perception held by other people outside of the Gold Coast. But once you're in here, it's home for a lot of people. So it's not the glitz and glamour when you live here all the time. It's home. So certainly people who live here on the Gold Coast, we enjoy where we live. No different to, everyone else who, most people enjoy where they live, certainly. But the Gold Coast always has a bit of a reputation from outsiders, but certainly within the Gold Coast area, it's largely a hard-working blue-collar area that, enjoys their rugby league and really wants their football side to do well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you guys would love to do it you're not showing much of your hand this weekend against the Dolphins on the sunny coast?
No, there's a lot of boys who've done a lot of the preseason with us this year, and I think they're giving them a bit of reward. There's some young blokes, who've been around Cup a little bit, so largely Dez just wants to give them an opportunity and a big thank you for working hard for us this preseason, and then I think we'll go into the next trial against Parramatta at Ipswich a little heavier.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier with Paddy that you might, is there a bit of tiptoeing? You can come into this season a little lighter because you've got your first game against the Dragons, then you've got a bye after that as well.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't say we're tiptoeing. We've been nearly playing two or three trial games a week at training.
Yeah, okay.
So, the physicality at training has been through the roof this year compared to other years. So I don't feel like Dez, feels like there's a real need to get the physicality into our playing group too much. We're doing that largely to ourselves each week. So going into this first game, I think it's more just, thank you to the guys who've worked really hard for us, and to give some of those sort of fringy first grade guys a real good crack and some time to sort of cement a spot possibly into the first early rounds of the year.
That's a great gesture. That's a really good gesture. Like the positional depth that you have developed now, is that where you need it and want it?
Yeah, I still think we're a little bit light in a couple of areas, but I still largely think we're a really young forward pack. I think that's been, some of their highest profile players Tino, Dave, Bo Firma, Mo Futuaka, but they're still only turning into their 23s.
Yeah.
So they're really, really young. The window for good forwards is, generally a little bit older into your mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
And we've got a big window for that to come for us. So it's been real important to get the miles and the legs this pre-season for a lot of those guys. And, we're hopeful of, some improvement definitely going into this year. And what we've done in our hard work going into defence has certainly looked really hard at that.
Yeah. Hey, two questions. Dave Fifita, where's he at fitness-wise? And what are your thoughts about how Jaden Campbell fits into your 17?
Yeah, I think Jaden's just still getting over that knee injury that he had last year where he dislocated his kneecap. Mm. So he's still sort of doing rehab. He's progressing well through the rehab at the moment. So hopefully looking to see him around about round four or five, and Dave's probably around about the same. He had that pec injury through the preseason where he ruptured his pec, so he had to have a minimum 3 months. Stand down from that point too. So we're probably looking at Dave around about the same time. So hopefully they'll come back into the team together, which will really bolster us.
Jimmy, what about the halves? Is AJ, well, he might be filling back in fullback now, is he?
Yeah, well, at the moment, probably AJ's probably looking to be in a centre for us.
Oh, so, that's right.
He's doing really well. He's trained there all pre-season. He's done a really good job adapting his game. Keanu Kenny's been doing a lot of reps because JC hasn't been at training with, obviously, his injury. So Keanu Kenny's been getting a lot of reps at fullback, so he'll probably start the year for us at fullback, and then AJ will probably be in the centres.
He's an excitement machine, isn't he, Kenny?
Absolutely. I think, he's still got a lot of his game to work on. He's a young, very young man. The defensive side of football, he's still really working out what to do as a fullback and getting our splits right in defence. But he's definitely wholehearted in the way he returns the ball, the way he runs the ball. He's fearless for such a small little guy. So he's certainly something that'll really, the next couple of years, be one to really watch.
Mm. How much effort and time at this stage of the year have you put into the opposition teams, and your expectations of each of those?
Yeah, not too much, to be fair. We the biggest team we've got to focus on is us. So, largely our greatest improvement is going to come from within, and all parts of our football game's got to improve, definitely. And certainly, there's no prizes for guessing. Defence is one of those. So, defence has been a major focus in the off season. The effort that goes into it, not just the tackle, but the defensive systems and the processes that we have in place. So Des has been working really hard on that, and hopefully we've made some appropriate improvements.
Hey, Jimmy, we'll let you go. But just quickly, a question about Keenan Palacia. How's he fitted in?
Excellent. Done really good job. He's got out of that rat race called Brisbane where they're all fighting each other all the time. And just on top of that, I reckon, I'm a little bit the other way with those sorts of guys. I reckon those two boys fighting should be 12 months minimum. Or at worst, don't play the Titans every time we play the Broncos. So I'd love to see Paddy Carrigan out for 12 months. I'd love to see Adam Reynolds out for 12 months. Just to make sure that, brings the Broncos back to the pack a little bit.
Exactly.
So Palace is going all right. Well, and you mentioned Bo before, Bo Firmore. How's he? He must be just jumping out of his jersey.
Yeah, he's another guy that played no footy for us at all last year. So he's, he can't wait to get out in the footy park and just, start playing footy again.
Yeah, wish him well.
Great to have you on, mate, and it won't be the last time this season. We always love chatting to you. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, man.